Before we get started, Barry and crew are working on one more. Mark Jankowski to Carolina for a fifth rounder in 2026. So, thank you guys for coming today. We'll let Barry open with some remarks, and then because we are live streaming, please give me a look or Katie a look, raise your hand, and we'll get a mic to you. So please wait for the mic. We'll do our best to get to everyone in a timely manner. So with that, Barry, go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, obviously it's been a busy week, but I just want to reach out to and thank the four players that we moved, Gus Nyquist and Janko and Schenner and Novi. I always want to be on the other side of it when you're adding players, which we were last year, but this year we're not, and that's the business of hockey in some ways. So I just want to thank them. They have been nothing but good pros, and they're great people. And I know I've, as a hockey player, and that's what you sign up for in this business, is that they mess with their lives, and they're people. And I don't take that lightly. It makes it difficult because you get relationships with these guys. You know that they have families. I care. I have a family. I know how that is. So I know it's very difficult, but it is what we have to do in this business sometimes. So hopefully we got them to places where they're competing for the Stanley Cup, which every player only gets so many opportunities to do. So I just want to wish them the best.
Thank you. Go to Robbie first.
Barry, Bunting, obviously a guy that you guys really wanted. When you're looking at your roster right now, have you identified maybe a style of play or tinkering with the roster that you want to see that changes, and is he kind of the first step to doing that?
Yeah, I know this, I get a lot of the people in the media. I just did a radio show, and people were trying to understand that trade. And I know Schenner got moved on for a different pick. And so really what we tried to identify is a couple things. A, we knew we had to peel some pieces off to allow young guys. You saw, a guy like Ozzie Wise last night. He's a guy that we traded earlier to get in our stable, if you will. You see, there's a speed element and a little more skill element. He's not overly big, but with Mac, I think it evens out the size a little bit. And where you see Luke Evangelista getting elevated, playing with Stamkos and O'Reilly, that was the vision all along. And it's hard sometimes because we're ultra competitive. And I said, I don't think I've probably been as transparent as a GM in the league as anybody. I said, this is the plan. This is what to expect. I don't think we expected to be here where we are. We said we're going to, take our swings. I asked my scouts to do that. I'm going to do that in free agency when it was there. We did that, all with a lot of thought and intent with our whole organization. And this year it just didn't work out. We never really got traction. All the pieces just didn't get going in time, and we are where we are now. But I said that, those players that we added plus some of our veteran players are going to have to hold the fort till our young guys get here. The Edstroms and the Surins and the Mullendykes and those type, the Woods, till they get here. But when they get here, we just can't leave them alone. We got to give them some people. My vision this year was for us to be in that wild card sort of race. I think the expectations were a lot higher around the league. I was always pretty realistic in my own head. I said, if things fall in the right places, we're going to be a harder out, but we have to get to the playoffs. But you're seeing that blend. That's going to happen. We're going to have to be patient. I there's a term, and I don't, this is not my quote. This is one from upstairs from Brown. I'll give Brandon Walker the credit. He was on the Peloton, and he found this quote, and I saw it, and I said, this is what a great quote, because it describes exactly what I'm trying to say. The plan is in pen, and it always has been, but the path is in pencil, and that's true. The path hasn't changed. But how we're going to get there has, because we're in a selling mode rather than a buying mode. It's a lot more, trust me, it's a lot more fun being in the buying mode. And today was difficult. I can explain some of the deals. I know the one that when I did a radio show that, you know, we were like Luke Shen, for instance, went to, I think, Winnipeg for a second. And I moved him for a fourth with Pittsburgh. If I were to move Michael Bunting, for instance, we picked him up and I moved him, did the Shen thing, I think I would have got, I'm pretty sure I would have got a second for him. That's the same deal. So, you know, but people look at that. I knew we couldn't, Michael Bunting and Tommy Novak, both teams agreed that he felt Michael Bunting was the more impactful player. And so trying to come up with a deal that worked for both, it became a bigger deal. But it's essentially the same deal. So, but people don't know behind the scenes, those type of things. So those are things that you have to realize. We identified Michael Bunting as a piece. You know, it might take us a little bit out of free agency because we said we're going to need this here, you know, next year. We're going to have some young guys come and play for us that are spend some time in Milwaukee. They're going to start coming. They're more ready. We're going to give them opportunity. We're going to have to be patient. We're going to surround them with our veteran guys, and that blend's going to start to happen. We've got to fix our back end. Unfortunately, our back end got hurt. I moved some pieces, but I think our pieces are younger, more inexperienced. But at the same time, the only way you get experience is by playing. And we feel the upside is bigger. And so we sort of started sweeping the porch and getting things set up for the next phase this year. It's been in process all year. I saw a stat last night. We started the season opening night roster. We have 10 different players that we've moved on from. We've only added three. And, you know, so that's where we are. We're ready to add some of our pieces in. And so we've got to make space for them.
Two names that had come up recently were Michael McCarron and Colton Sissons. How close were you to moving either one of them today?
Every player was in discussion at some point or another. You take values on them, and you set a value for what you would take. And if you don't get that value, you don't move that. So we recognize that we have to keep some pieces and we have to move some pieces. They're all very valuable to us and on the ice, and you know, they have interest. They're also, you know, going into the last year of their contract. So their value for us is on the ice and off the ice is tremendous. So they have a lot of value to us. So you got to weigh that value. You set a price for them, and if you don't get that value, then you just move on.
Barry, now that the deadline is gone, and guys have talked about, you know, obviously this is a tough week, not knowing what's going to happen, but now that you've moved on from that, you've got about a month left, what do you want to see from this group, not only the rest of this season, but as you kind of maybe look ahead for next season?
Well, I think except where we are. Like, we're not there, but one thing that I'm a big believer, and I don't stray from it, I'm a big believer, culture wins. And this is a good test for our culture. We haven't had the season that we wanted. We've been way too inconsistent. I want to see us start forming an identity that we can carry forward next year. And a lot of the disruption this year is our inconsistency in our play. And I'm going to take some blame for our inconsistency. Because of our inconsistency, I've made changes. I recognize that, okay, we're not going to get to where we are, so let's start changes. And it's made it even more difficult sometimes for, you know, to get some cohesion. But I recognize early that we probably weren't going to get to where we were. I look at where, you know, you look at our division for the next 3 or 4 years. That is a bear. So, you know, we're going to be in a maybe the best division in hockey. You know, that'll be argued by the Atlantic Division or the Central Division or the Pacific Division. But I think there's some fantastic teams. Most of the top players and the deals happen between four teams, five teams maybe, and the rest are smaller deals.
Barry, you said you didn't expect to be here this season with where you were at the deadline. And how big a setback has this been for the trajectory, your overall vision? And do you still look at this team in the short term as the same as you did when you made those moves last summer?
That's actually an excellent question, because you get jaded by recency bias. You know, I think in the summer where everybody's excited, and then we came out of the first five games and we're like, oh, what happened here? And this wasn't the way it was supposed to go. The great thing about, you know, the good and the bad of it is I know this, and you always look back. You know, when you're in the thick of things, for me, when you're in the thick of things, if it's hard, it's miserable, it's ugly, you're grinding, you're doing all those things, and then you get out of it and it's not that bad. And you take a breath and you say, okay, I got to do this and this, and you come back, maybe you come back with majority of this group, add some youth, add a little bit of speed, add a little bit of sandpaper, maybe not doing wholesale changes, but just tweaking, and have a little bit of, I'll say, a little bit of that karma come back, a little bit of that, how we figure out how we play. I mean, we've tried to change our game, the style of play a little bit out of necessity, and get back to the game. I look at teams who just focus on, okay, we're going to play the right game. You're going to see five, you know, you watch certain teams, you'll see five guys in the zone, all three zones. If you watch the Winnipeg Jets, you see five guys in all three zones. You watch a team like Washington, there's five guys in three zones. Those are, you know, the two top teams, one from each division in hockey. And then you see some teams that, you know, will take off and we'll do that. What's the best for us? That the makeup of the roster based on our roster. We'll look through all of that stuff. But let's get back to getting our identity. You win games here by playing on the right side of pucks. You win games by being committed to the cause. You win games by being committed. Yeah, you win games when everybody's pulling on the same rope. It's not necessarily the names in the lineup. It's the group and the cohesion. We just couldn't get enough cohesion. Right now, our defense is beat up. We're missing guys like, you know, Yossi and Lazan. Lazan, we really haven't had all year. He's played 25 games, 28 games, something like that. We missed his presence. And then we moved on from Carrier and moved on from Favreau. Those are a lot of games that come out of your back end. And we've replaced them with guys that got 20 games. We're replacing a guy that has 300 with a guy that has 25. Those are what we have to do to get to the next level. If we feel a certain player has a higher upside, but he needs experience, we're going to go there. And we'll move by and we'll take our, you know, those are the swings. We're swinging for the upside. We're not swinging for average. And trust me, if you're swinging, sometimes you're going to strike out. Sometimes you're going to hit a home run. And we're hoping with what we have done with our defense, that we can get it younger. We'll fix that. We'll get a couple of veterans back, you know, getting Losey back, getting Roman. Brady Shea has had, a difficult year in getting consistency. And it was real tough. You know, you play a certain system for 8 years and then you play a different one. It takes a while. And we tried to put Yost and Shea together and maybe it didn't work. On paper, it always looks great. Yost wanted to move over to right. They're happy. But it took away from their game. So you split them and then you're trying to find part. There's a lot of different things that happen. But we're going to get our defense sort of fixed up a little bit, if you can, get us play in a real, real strong systematic approach and some detail. But if there's one thing I want to say from now to the end, and I'm a cultural guy, I don't want to see quit. And I know the first couple games in New York were tough. That was the first trade, you know, in your group, especially a guy like Gus. If you know anything about Gus, he's like the perfect human, you know. He's a quality person, quality family, gives you everything he's got. And then he's very popular in the room, and he's moved, and your room feels it, and they, there's an emotional level that, it's weird, unless you're on the team. I can't really describe it. You just have no emotion. You're like, okay, who's next? And your focus is not there. We got through that, but you saw what we did in Boston. You saw last night against the Kraken. There's no quit in our game. I saw it in the Islanders, and there was a goal that I thought shouldn't have been a goal, but I thought we fought back to get in that game. We played hard against the Rangers, and they were really laser focused. They were playing good hockey at the time, but the effort was there, and the commitment was there. So that's what I want to see. I can't, as a coach, I always said, if you play hard and you're committed, and you do, everybody pull on the rope at the same time, and doing all those things, the scores take care of themselves. I can't tell you if we're going to win or lose, but I can tell you if you're committed as a group and you're working and you're leaving it on the ice. I think the players in the room deserves that. I think they deserve it to each other, that they don't cut corners. I think it's something that they owe that to our fan base and to each other more than anything, that they're in right to the end, and this year it'll probably end at the very specific date this year.
Tommy Novak signed a 3-year extension this time last year. At what point in the season did you realize you wanted to try to move him?
Say that again, Tommy.
Just at what point this season did it hit you that you wanted to move on from him?
Well, I think we did that with all intentions of him playing in that second hole. And it didn't happen. And then I felt that Tommy ended up playing a lot of wing. We moved, I think seeing a guy like Svechkov start coming into the lineup playing center, he hasn't produced like Tommy yet, but he's also 7 years younger at the same time. So I think we just said, this is, going forward, Svech is going to be the guy, and we'll take, a few lumps if we have, with maybe some difference in age and experience and we'll move on from Tommy. He's got a decent ticket in terms of dollar value, and we just felt that we use those funds in different areas for cleaning up some other areas. And we've got a number of centermen coming, that obviously Svechkov and Edstrom will be here next year. Well, not here, but he'll be in North America next year. And with the draft, if we finish where we are right now, we're probably going to be in another young centerman. So we just felt, if you look 2 or 3 years down the road where Tommy is, we're going to have to do that eventually. So just rather do it now than later.
Right, you mentioned tweaking the style of play throughout the year, specifically for your veteran forwards. What has this year taught you, maybe, Stamkos, Marchessault, of the way you guys are going to have to play moving forward to maximize what they are?
Well, I think, you've got to recognize that sometimes we want to play faster. You can play faster. You can play faster by, a lot of quick ups and stops and starts and foot speed, or you can play faster by moving pucks and being organized. But also sometimes when you need to build up speed. If we're a little bit slower, then maybe you have to go D to D once in a while, or you have to have quick support over while you're moving. And we've adjusted some things. I think early on we were very predictable where we were going with the puck. That was good and bad. And I think we have enough guys that have a hockey sense and play off of situational instinct. We adjusted that. Bruno did a lot of adjusting this year, which I give him a lot of credit, and I handed him a tough hand at times, in terms of players up and down, number of players, all those things. I give him a tough hand, but he's growing as a coach all the time. I think he's a hell of a coach. I think he's a hell of a person. He's done everything in the hockey business, I guarantee you, take the summer, he'll come back, and he's more prepared for everything. That's what experience is that just gives you more understanding of what's important, what's not, and I think our players, if you from a man, from a, you know, our top player to, you know, a depth player, they'll say, you know, I haven't had the year that we wanted. So we haven't had it collectively. We didn't, I don't think we have anybody that has a career year in our team. That's unfortunate. You can't have that. We can't have that. But I do know that guys bounce back after hard years. You learn more during a hard year than you do an easy year. And we learned some hard things this year for sure.
Terry, along those lines, is sometimes, and you probably saw this as a coach, is it just as simple as, you know, the guys you just mentioned that had to go through last summer, not knowing where they're going to be, having this summer where it's more routine, where they can just kind of reset, and then at the same time that can affect guys like, you know, Phil and Roman that have been here that were also affected by the inconsistencies? Is it as simple as just a break will do them good?
Sometimes it can. I mean, sometimes, you go through a hard year. It's no different than marriage. You know, if you're going through tough times in marriage, you go through tough times in marriage and all of a sudden you take a vacation and you come back and you go, I still love you. You know, I still love you. And it's fun. And we're going to do something great together. Those things happen. Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, this year's been hard, and we've got to, you know, at the same time when it's hard, it's not fun. You lose your joy a little bit for it because it becomes a grind. We got to get our joy back. I think we're playing with, right now, believe it or not, I think we're playing with more joy. We're going, we can take on these teams. And, we peeled off some pieces. Our defense, we got a lot of guys that are, you know, from just coming from other teams. You know, we picked up a few guys on waivers. We've got a lot of injuries. We got guys up from Milwaukee. Have done a really good job, and there's a good vibe. I just said, you know, you just leave it on the ice. Enjoy the playing hockey. You know, it's a game. So I know sometimes you put so much pressure on it, but it does help you in a lot of ways to just enjoy the game, get away sometimes when you need to, and hopefully we put the right pieces with the right mindset. I think our mindset is, you know, a lot of times, especially early, we were going to outscore our problems, and we became a lower scoring team. When you find that we just worry about managing and not getting scored on, and managing and the puck a little bit, and the situations, and staying above people, and all that, all of a sudden we're scoring a lot more, and we're giving up a lot less. It's just sometimes in the minds of the players, it's the mindset. Giving you lots of good information, life information, hockey information. I mean,
good stuff.
I don't know if you agree with it or not, but we do back there. Yeah, thank you.
Well, Barry, just kind of curious, and hearing Bruno talk about his frustrations at time after games. I know that you've probably watched games and been frustrated as well.
Yeah.
But to hear him say at times that he doesn't really have an answer for the problems, how would you evaluate a coach like that in the middle of a season, knowing that he's working as hard as he can, but he's still seeing the fruits of the effort just come up with nothing?
It's difficult, sometimes you can't explain the unexplainable. If I asked you, I don't have a specific question, but there's something in your life that you go, I don't know, it just happened. Sometimes that is, and you try to analyze what happened. The game's so fast, pucks bounce certain ways, say, well, you know, you're playing so well, and I can give you a great example of that. Yeah, I thought we played probably our best game of the year against the Philadelphia Flyers at home. I mean, it was that close to perfect. They scored, I think they scored a late goal and tied it up out of a little bit of, I won't say fluke or whatever, but a little bit slow to maybe process or get to, you know, there. And then they score in overtime or late to tie it up on the pool. You know, it was like 2 seconds. And we lost a game that we almost had perfect. and it sent you in a little bit of a spin cycle. We couldn't play any better. I said, other than the 11 seconds or whatever it was left in the game, it was the perfect game. They're hard to come by. And we still lost the game. And if I said to you, what happened? And you're like, we played a perfect game. We couldn't score that night. The goal, you know, we're hitting the goalie. He was just, where we shot, he just ended up being there, or you go off a shin pad or whatever. There'd be an open net and you shoot it and it hits the back of a guy's heel, and you're going, well, there's 6 feet of net, and you hit the only thing that was there was the heel. You just sometimes can't explain it. So I wish I could give you a perfect answer, but not every coach, well, every coach can explain every situation and every situation and the outcome of those situations, just as you can't in life. It just, we can't.
Barry, now about 2 years into this role for you now, how much of a process has this been for you personally?
Oh Lord, I'm learning every day. Thank God I got three great assistant general managers that I learn from. I learn stuff every day. So
how would you rate these 2 years, your job as GM these 2 years?
Well, I don't want to rate myself. I'd say I did an excellent job last year, and I'm saying I'm doing a poor job this year because of our record. That's how you're judged. And so, I can't rate the two together. I'll let you guys rate it. But I won't say that, I will say this, that everything that I do is with a lot of purpose and a lot of thought, and I don't go doing a lot of stuff without the, going through a systematic approach with our whole organization. So, you can rate it. I'll judge my own self, but I always judge it by the record with me. But I've also, I can do it that way, but I can also look at all the assets that we have. I've been very conscious of bringing back, contracts that I have been. The one thing I've made quick decisions on is if I don't think we have the right guy, I move on. And no sense, and if I, there's certain situations you can move on from and some you can't for a while. So, because of certain clauses or whatever. But for the most part, I'm pretty, I'll say sure, of certain things. We'll go by people and I don't look back. That's why the windshield's a lot bigger than the mirror. I don't look back, because once you believe in what you're doing, then you don't look back. If I look back, then there's a lot of it just doesn't do you any good.
You mentioned as part of the plan is the plan, and you've mentioned several times that you need time for these young kids to get to the big club. Does that mean that, are you anticipating another kind of big round of spending, or are you going to, is it like you did last summer, or is this like?
Obviously you haven't been listening to me very much. I said Michael Bunting might have took us out of some free agency.
Okay.
But we do have to fix our defense. We can do it through free agency. We can do it through trade because we have assets and what have you. So we're going to look at all that. That's what we have to do. Trust me, we're this is a 365 job, and we look at it all the time.
Anything else, guys?
Oh, Brooks is going to close us out here. Barry, you mentioned waivers. You get Jacob Verratti, you get Jordan Osterley. Expect them to be full-time guys the rest of the way. What do you want to see there?
I expect them to. One of the things that we lead probably the league in transactions in the last month and a half. And I know a lot of people are going, what are they, they're picking. We have a lot of injuries between Nashville Predators, Milwaukee Admirals. We've moved on from players. Like I said, we deleted 10 and added 3. And so we've had to pick up players to fill out rosters. I think we owe it to our affiliate in Milwaukee, and I think we owe it to our fans. If we move people out, we want to bring people in, but we also want to be conscious of bringing in the right people. Some of it is looks on people. I had Jacob Verana. I want a cup with Jake. Jake is a former first round pick. He's got the ability to score goals. He's got speed. He's a terrific young man. And Osterley is, funny thing is he's coming into our lineup off waivers from Boston. I said to him the other day when I talked to him on the phone when we first got him, I says, I'm punishing you for scoring on us the other day. So you're coming over and we're happy to have you. But he has, I think behind Brady Shea, is the most games of our whole defense. That's pretty, enlightening if you want to you look at it. So what we've picked up a lot of players to fill out rosters in Milwaukee and for us, because we have 20 games left and we're going to be playing teams that are going to be hard and nasty because they need those games. They're in a playoff race, so they're not going to let us off the hook. They're not just going to come out for a skate. They're gonna be playing, and there's a lot of games in a short period of time, and you need enough bodies to play those games. So we're very conscious of bringing people in that we can really take a look at, that we can find a gem in the group. There always is one, and Nashville over the years has been able to pick up people either off waivers or project players who maybe they got from another organization. When I say project, they're timing out and they say, we'll take a chance on. Nashville's done an excellent job of doing that. Anytime we put a guy in waivers, they get taken, it seems like. So that's an excellent job by our staff identifying players and developing players. So it's a two-way street. It's our turn to get some of that back because that's because where we are.